I just learned a piece on the chayz of Ublin, but it's showing him kasha sells to the tzaddik, have lich the ger, Shabbos, lich the Shabbos, and chiyas amolek, the gashmiz of ruchnias. All right, so it says in Pasuk in one of the, regarding the big day kuna gedoyla, so he would wear him ill, and on the bottom there would be bells and things like that, so that when he walked into the kaddish, to the Beis HaMikdash, he would make noise. Vinish makayla, it says in Pasuk, vinish makayla, you would hear his sound, b'vayla kaddish, when he entered into the Mikdash of Hashem. And also when he exited, and he wouldn't die. So he says like this, Dina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chavetz Chesed, the Rabbanu Shalom wants to give Chesed. The Ein Lo Adam Les Avis Shuma Drega Lamala. Kiyim Lasis Ritzani Levat. So even though the Rabbanu Shalom is happy and wants to give Madregas and all good things, the person should only be focused on just trying to do what Hashem wants. B'chol Mashav Shel Adam L'Hasi Yasik. And then whatever good things come, whatever madregas and asagas come, that comes. But the person's focus should just be on fulfilling Hashem's will. Okay, the Shabbat writes somebody lekarav the rachak. Hashem wants to bring close and not to push away. Kim sheyed adam beemes shemashem masik shum madregas echesed abayir baruchu. Because the person has to know that whatever level of that they reach in avodas Hashem, it's a gift. It's a gift from Hashem. It's not anything that a person deserves. It's just a gift because Hashem wants to give. We should just try to do what we can. But the Rabbanu Shalom, anything that we get is a gift, really. So he says, he continues on, Alkein, Im Yasig Adam, when a person therefore reaches certain madrigas, Yizkar V'yavin Shezeh V'chesed Kel, he should just remind himself that it's the chesed of Hashem. And then the brachas will continue, and it'll all be good. So, actually, his gob is that a person shouldn't chas v'shalom become a balgaiva because of what they've given, Sheyidah Emes, because they have to know the truth. Shabar Baruch Hu Oin Lakol, that Hashem just is giving chesed because he wants to give and because he has rachmanis on you. V'shemet tefilas kol pen, he hears the tefilas of all people, and that's where it's coming from. So he says that's the meaning of the pasuk over here. V'nish makoiloi b'vayal ha-kodesh lefnei Hashem. B'vayal ha-kodesh, he goes into the kodesh. In other words, that means he reaches higher madregas. V'nish makoiloi b'vayal ha-kodesh, when he comes into the kodesh, he should always continue his davening. Knows that the same type of davening he had before he even entered the kodesh. Knows thinking of himself as someone that just needs and asking for a chesed. That's, he should continue with that sound, with that type of tefillah, even as he enters into the kodesh. So he says, kol taver nishma, like a broken sound, shuba shafusai, which is a person's own humility, and this, just like he had that sense before he, so to speak, entered into the mikdash, he should continue with that v'nishma kolai even b'vayal kodesh. Because even when you're in the Kodesh, so to speak, never to stop thinking about how the fact that you're in the Kodesh is a gift from Shemayim, you have to continue davening to be zaycha to it. And that protects a person from Misa, v'leyachta, not to sin. So that's the end of going into Shabbos. Shabbos is the Kodesh. So as we go into Shabbos with tefillas, Beis Hashem, the Rabbanu Shalom should accept us in the Kodesh and take us Michael Achoyel. To be zaycha to Gul Barach, Mevias Kol Tzedek, Meir V'meinu, Amen.
Amen.